This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
In private, cause each time I see you, I break down and cry.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box, all new 590 The Fan. Frank Martin, Plowsy, Brian Hoffman here. Earl Austin Jr. is with us right now on the radio. He was on the broadcast last night with Bob Ramsey, a thrilling victory for the Billikens. Earl, good to be with you. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you guys doing?
Real good. Right off the bat, Hassan French, you know he needed to pick up his offense with Cartier gone, a career-high 25. What'd you see?
He was amazing last night, and considering he had hurt his back in practice, he was a game-time decision, but wow. It was tremendous. I mean, I think they did a great job of just isolating them. UMass has these two 6'11 cats who are really strong in the paint, and he did a great job of bringing them out top, and he was making moves to the basket off the dribble, and he was finishing well with both hands. He had had trouble finishing around that basket, but last night was a different story, and he still got his rebounds, blocks, and steals to go with it, playing that tough D, and he made free throws, and that was the key to the win altogether. He was 7 of 10 from the free throw line. So, Big Van really put it together. He was a boss last night.
And it's amazing. The Bills were 19 of 30 at the free throw line, which for them is almost outstanding. But there were still some huge misses down the stretch. There's nothing you can do about it. I know Travis is sick of talking about it, but I think this is going to – last night it almost got him, and it's going to be an issue at times.
Yeah, I mean, the first game against Rhode Island, I think we were under 50%, and we somehow won that game. And then last night, we missed a few when they were able to cut it to one. But then in the nick of time, Jordan Goodwin and Tremaine Isbell Jr. each hit four in a row, and I think that's what ultimately sealed the deal for us. But, yeah, it's harrowing when you're not a free-throw-shooting team, good free-throw-shooting team. I think back to Memphis in 2009, that great team with Derrick Rose, but free throw shooting turned out to be their Achilles heel, and they lost the national championship because of it.
You brought up Isabel, 17-7-7. He's just got to be an offensive factor every night for the Billikens to win.
Yes, he does. And not only scoring the ball, his ability to get in the lane and create offense. He scores. He's got these little Kyrie-like moves around the basket, very crafty with the ball, and he can finish around that rim. And then he does a great job of finding, you know, he found French several times for layups and dunks. And he's defensively getting out a little bit better, working. So, yeah, he's got to really continue to not only be the scorer but the facilitator and have that type of impact for us to really, compete, even though we're still shorthanded. He's got to really continue to show that kind of play that he saw last night. That was fun to watch.
Earl, even though it's a huge loss on the court, Cartier Gordon, do you think there's some relief or the players are just like, hey, we're moving on, and just kind of, is it a rallying cry? That sounds kind of stupid, I guess. But is there some, maybe clarity with the situation now, or how do you think they're handling it?
They're handling is that, hey, there are games to be played, their team, you know, you got conference season, and that's what you focus on. You know, a lot of teams have injuries and transfer, and we see that around. But one thing I learned with Charlie Spoonhauer told me one year after, you know, his team had a lot of graduation and some injuries, Spoon said, Earl, nobody else cares about your problems. So that's the way you got to approach it. Nobody, you know, you got to continue to play, and there's 16-18 games still left on the schedule, and you got to move forward, and so far they have.
You think he goes to Memphis? I mean, we've heard that, the Penny Hardaway connection. Any gut there?
That's a possibility. I know he played for Penny last year, and I can see that happening. But other than that, I really haven't heard anything. I hope everything works out, and he continues to have a great college career. Young man has a lot of ability.
Jordan Goodwin was 2-for-11 last night, and he hasn't produced offensively like he did last season, where he really, his last 4 or 5 games were just unbelievable, triple doubles and a 30. What are you seeing with Jordan? I know he's effective and he doesn't have to score to be a positive player, but what are you seeing there?
At times, I think he's trying to do too much offensively with the dribbling. I think if he takes 1 or 2 extra dribbles. And I always say, I've got one of my favorites is I think the game of basketball would be better if everybody took one less dribble. Everybody takes that extra dribble, gets him into trouble. And sometimes that's what happens to Jay Good. He gets in the lane and and then he tries to force up a shot. But I think if he just tried to step back like that and just concentrate on everything he does, because he's an all-purpose player who can get buckets. You know, we've seen how disruptive he can be defensively. He's a great rebounder. He's a high-energy guy. He's offensive boards, and then on top of that, buckets come as a result of all those different things, as opposed to him going out and trying to be a bucket getter like Javon or like Tremaine. He's got to do all those different things. I think the offense sees comes from all of those different things. If he gets back to that, I think we'll see the Jay Good we saw during the A-10 season last year when he was one of the best freshmen in the conference.
At LaSalle this weekend, they are 3-11. Lionel Simmons not walking through that door anytime soon. Winnable game. Fordham next week, they're 0-2 in the conference. You don't want to get too ahead of yourself. You got a shot at 4-0 here. And if you're going to win this conference, you're probably going to need to win 12, 13 games.
And you got to win 4 or 5 on the road. That's one thing we did. When we won our top, if you're going to win conference games, you got to protect the home court. Meaning, you got to win almost all your home games, maybe drop one. You could see that. But you got to win on the road. And these are opportunities. But LaSalle's a team that they were 2-10 in the non-conference home opener. I mean, conference opener. They went to UMass and won. That's how volatile this league is. And they had VCU down last night by 9 at halftime. VCU's 2-0. They're one of the 4 2-0 teams. So, it's opportunities. You got to look at it that way. You got to win on the road, but you got to play. Last year, we got thumped in Philly last year. It wasn't close, so we need a much better effort. And we need some of those efforts we saw during the non-conference season on the road to have a chance to win. But you're right. You got to win on the road.
Earl, you follow this better than anybody. The Billikens, I think, have 4 players signed for next year. Anybody jumping out at you having a really special season that this guy's going to be an immediate impact player for SLU?
Well, the young man that's probably off the radar that probably don't know about is Javonte Perkins, who played at Miller Career Academy. He's playing for Jay Harrington at SWCC Junior College over in Illinois. He's doing a nice job. He's 6'7". He can really score. Shoots it, puts it on the floor, and he's a young man that has an opportunity with his ability to put the ball in the basket. Terrence Hargrove Jr. of East St. Louis, a raw athlete, 6'7". He's having a real nice year. They play Vishon tomorrow night in a big showdown. He's doing pretty well. Yuri Collins is back after shoulder surgery off season, averaging about 19 a game. And the young man of Florida can really shoot the basketball. I think he had 10 threes in a game, the kid at Mount Verde. So, we got some perimeter players and some young men who can put the ball in the basket. And I think that's there's some opportunity for all of them next year.
All right,
and Yuri's a true point guard as well.
All right, in terms of an Earl time update, will we see you walking the streets in New York? Do you guys stay out east? It's Philly Saturday, and then the Bronx on Tuesday. Do you go back and forth?
No, we're going to stay out. We'll fly to Philly, play LaSalle, then bust to New York, and then stay out Sunday, Monday, play Tuesday, and we'll be back after that. It's probably sometime, me and Rammer, sometime Wednesday morning or Tuesday night.
So will the Earl Tem update extend to maybe you eating a cheesesteak, maybe eating some New York-style pizza? I know you love your Mid-States Mondays, but let's see. How about an Earl Food Tem update on the road?
Earl Tem updates from the – now that we think of it, like you said, there will be no live Earl Tem update events here since we'll be out on the road. So we have to create a few on the road. That could be interesting.
Course, seriously.
Earl and Rammer eating
dinner. Earl and Rammer eating food in Philly and
yes.
New York. I'm telling you, you give me a cut of the advertising. This is a great idea. You travel with the Earl Tem update is blowing up. I mean, my cousin John is 52, 53. He's got kids in high school. He said – I live on the Earl Tem updates, and he'll tell me whether Ritter is winning or not. And then I turn around, and Earl's at like a squash match at the MAC. This guy is going nuts. I love it.
Yeah, and people, I think, are having a lot of fun with it because I go to all the different events. And like the swimming, softball, volleyball. And I think the kids get a kick out of it because – and they get surprised because they're being interviewed. They're the stars of it, I rarely interview coaches. I just interview the kids and put them on video, and their parents, family, school members, everybody goes wild over it. So it's been a lot of fun. But I think maybe since I do the hospitality room review of these tournaments, maybe we'll go hit a few spots and be on the road,
Frank.
As well.
And you have a sponsor now of Earl Tem Update, a law firm.
We have a bunch of different sponsors for different events. Yeah, if anybody's interested in sponsoring, yeah, you can reach me as well. But yeah, different events. You know, we have a hospitality room. You know, our buddy Ted Geiger, he does the hospitality room reviews for his restaurants. And Troy Robinson sponsors my Billiken Earl Times updates for his real estate service. And it's just all kind of different people, different events, and that's been a lot of fun as well.
This is unbelievable. If I had told Frank a year ago that Earl Austin would be interviewing Sekman hockey players, I would have. I could have won a lot of money.
And it does mean a lot to those kids.
Oh,
too.
It's great.
It's
awesome. Yeah, it's fun. Lutheran St. Charles swimming and just Troy softball and there's a lot of great athletes around here. So it's just another platform to extend and get everybody some publicity around St. Louis.
All right, now my experience though at Fox 2, the more and more we did with preps, the more complaints we got, and they typically started with, well, my son, my granddaughter, my son's team. Do you get any, well, you went to the Sekman game but you skipped our game? Do you get any of that?
People like, hey, can you go to come? We get more like, hey, come out and see. So our team, come out and see our team. Now I've gotten to the point where I go live with a lot of these games, and I've started doing I'm literally calling games now, play by play. So I'm soliciting comments throughout these. What do you want me to see? What do you want the real time update to go? And so people are telling me, hey, come out here, come out here, come out here. So it's kind of evolved into like, I called the Rashawn Belvin West game, out at Highland, and telling people, hey, so that kind of gets more people involved. So yeah, I'll get to a lot of different places. Won't get to everybody, obviously, but we'll see a lot of different folks. Like in a couple of weeks, I think I got a Mid-States doubleheader. I think it's like CBC. it's a Friday at the 28th. It's Vianney. I think it's like the Smets Flu, Vianney, CBC. I'll get both of those, and I think I got a. And then I think the wrestling. Girls wrestling is a sanctioned sport, so I'm going to hit a couple of girls wrestling meets when I get back. And we still got a swim meet I got to get to as well. And they got their district and postseasons coming up in pretty short order, so we'll be hitting those at some time.
How hard is it to shoot hockey, though? That's a tough sport to keep up with the puck. And I'm not saying you didn't grow up at the rink, but I'm thinking this is a little new for you.
I didn't. Okay. It is. Just have my camera going on my iPad and just follow it and just keep, put a little highlight package after it's done. And, they really appreciated it. I just go to Queenie and or Recplex. And the other night I watched a little of, I guess, Flew and the Smet were playing. It was a big crowd out there, too. Folks really were really were into it. I guess those are some of the premier teams. So, it's not that difficult.
Yeah, who would have thought like 6 or 7 years ago that Earl would be at a Slew to Smet game and it's a hockey game?
Right.
Yeah,
Chuck.
Dav McLaughlin would go crazy over there. Oh, my God, I love the hockey. Oh, Jesus, I love the hockey stuff.
Yeah, I think Charlie Marlowe walked into that and they're like, where's Earl? Like, okay, all right. And by the way,
the volleyball is a lot of fun. That's where I had a lot of fun. That's big time stuff during the fall. I really had a good time doing those games.
Good stuff. Earl, we appreciate it, sir. Thank you so much.
Hey, you guys, take it easy.
All right. The awesome one, Earl Austin Jr.
It is fun to watch when he shows up at these, not random sports, but non-basketball for anything Earl does, non-basketball jumps out at you. And the other day he just said on Twitter, he's like, it's a Mid-States Monday. And there he was. It's a Mid-States Monday.
And Earl for spreading the love in the sports, too.
Absolutely.
Not just sticking to basketball or football.
And I think he's going to take me up on this food idea. Who wouldn't want to watch eating in Philly and New York?
I would 100% watch a live stream of Earl and Rammer eating pizza in New York City.
Well, right. Nobody can pound down chicken wings like Earl. I can attest to that.
I would watch all
well,
of
Stasiak,
that.
Well, Stasiak, yeah, so.
Yeah, Tom was a little offended there for
Yeah, sorry.
What kind of damage did he do at Onesto's?
Oh, my goodness.
I used to, when I lived in the city, I went there a bunch of times.
Yeah.
It's a great neighborhood spot.
Well, Nick LaGrasso runs it now. He's 37. He's been in the restaurant business since he was 13. And he said he'd go to sleep in a chef's cap when he was 6 years old. So he worked with David Slay, with the great Saraceno family, and boy, you can tell every idea. He's like a coach who's worked with a bunch of different places that finally got his head coaching job, and he's putting it all to use at Onesto.
I think Brian has figured something out here. When Frank does the food picks, he sort of piggybacks with some extremely complimentary things, and so then maybe he and the missus roll in a couple days after Frank and
not
hey,
to
Brian
be fair,
here, Brian here.
I've been to Onesto probably more than 15 times in my life.
Really?
It's one of my yeah. We used to go there a lot as a family, and I like to go there during the summer a lot. So,
but I'm saying this is okay. I know
she's out of town this weekend.
That
maybe
did
next,
seem genuine, but I'm thinking moving
weekend,
forward, this might be the move.
You might have to go, and I'll like make sure the reservation's in my name, Brian Hoffman.
Very nice. All right, before we go to break, quick word about McBride Homes, Missouri's largest home builder. They have a great deal for you during their New Year's sales event. Buy a new McBride home for a limited time and get 2018 pricing. That's right, your last chance to get 2018 pricing. And McBride has nearly 100 market homes ready for a quick move-in markdown with tremendous savings. With nearly 40 communities in St. Louis, there's a McBride home for every price point in every part of town, so there's no reason to wait. So celebrate a fresh start with the new year and a new McBride home. Visit McBrideHomes.com for details. The University of Missouri's football program just got some good news. We'll tell you about that next.